Today's Shir Masechet Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on the top line. V'Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. As we had learned in our previous Shir, the Reish Lakish taught us that there are seven Rekiyas, there are seven skies in the Shemayim, and our Gemara continues to discuss that. It says Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Oid Rekiya Echad. Yesh, there's actually one more Rekiya in the sky. L'mala mirosh hachayis, which is above all the rosh hachayis. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, udmus arosh hachay rikia k'en akerach anoira. It looks like some sort of ice. Continues the Gemara. Atkan, until everything that we have been discussing in the shir, yesh in our shurim, yesh l'cha rishus l'dabar. We may speak about the various skies that appear in the heaven. Mikan ve'eloch, anything past what we have been discussing, ein lecho rishus l'daber, we have no permission to discuss. Shekain kosov ben Sira, Sefer ben Sira. So was stated in the Sefer ben Sira. And as the Mefarshim explained, ben Sira lived in the time when we were in Golus Bavel. And many times he's quoted throughout Shas. It's certainly his sefer is not included in the Kisrei Kodesh. It's not part of Tanakh. Some explain actually to Gemara in Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Amud Beis that there are things there that reading them and trying to understand them are actually Dvarim B'Talim, Bittel Torah. On the other hand, the Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin does suggest that there are parts of what's mentioned in the Sefer Ben Sira that are very valuable and worthwhile to learn. And Ritvas actually says that Ben Sira is not a Sefer that one should be learning on a permanent basis, but one may learn Sefer Ben Sira to see it, to learn from it the wise things that are stated in the Sefer Ben Sira. So says the Gemara, Shekein Kosov B'Sefer Ben Sira, so is stated in the Sefer Ben Sira, B'Mufal Mechab, something that is hidden from you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want us to learn. Al Tidrosh, so don't try to speak about it. B'mchus Mecha, something that's covered. Al Tachker, don't try to delve in. Mamash Sheis, his Bainin, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to us, we're allowed to learn. V'ein Lecha Esek Ministaris, it's not our place to learn things that are meant to be kept hidden. In, as I saw the Mefarshim explain, what you're allowed to learn, even what we're allowed to learn, we have difficulty in comprehending everything. Certainly, what we're not supposed to learn on a regular basis, we certainly don't have the real ability that we don't understand. So, and as I saw, the Sefer Knesset Gedolah explains, we see from our own experience, he says, that many times we try to learn and we don't really understand what we're trying to learn, even though it's Torah that we're certainly permitted and obligated to learn. All the more so when we try to learn what we're not supposed to learn, that we should try to avoid learning such subjects and stick to what we're supposed to learn. Continues the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Matshuvei Shvaser Bas Kol Oisur Rosho, Nebuchadnezzar tried to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'Shar Sh'omam, the pasuk says that Nebuchadnezzar said, Ela Bomsi Av Ed Mila Elyon. Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm going to go up on the clouds and I'm going to be like a god. Yotze Bas Kol Amalai, the Bas Kol said them, Rosho Ben Rosho, Ben Benoit Shad Nimra Rosho. And the Mepharshim Tosfos says that he really wasn't a descendant of Nimrod HaRosha. Rather, he followed the path of Nimrod HaRosha, who tried to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Dor HaFlaga. Nebuchadnezzar tried to take the same approach. There are others that suggest that although Nebuchadnezzar was not a direct descendant on his father's side from Nimrod, he was a descendant of Nimrod on his mother's side, and that's why he's called by this name. He says, "Kama shenaisuf shel adam." How many years Shehemrit Kalalim Kulab Machusai, the Nimrod already had this experience that he tried to get the world to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time, as we just said, of the Dar HaFlaga. And he says to them, Kamish Naisov Shal Adam. And as Taisva says, even though the Gemara says the Shivim Shana, that the lifespan of a human being is 70 years, and Nebuchadnezzar himself lived longer than 70 years, but what the Gemara means to say, the average lifespan of a human being is 70 years old. Shenema Yemeshim Esenabem Shmoinim Shana. Shivim Shana. Then Gemurais, sometimes you'll be able to reach Shmoinim Shana. So the Gemara says, V'lai min ha'aretz al rakia, to go from the first level, from the earth to the first sky, is Mahal Chamesh Shana. Takes 500 years. V'avyav Shal Rakia, and the width of that sky is another Mahal Chamesh Shana, another 500 years. Ben Kol Rakia V'Rakia, as we go, as we discussed at the beginning of our shir and at the end of our previous shir, all the various skies, and the Gemara says between each sky is a distance of 500 years. Ulamal Mahen, above that is the Archais HaKodesh. Ragle Chayis, the size of the bottom of the feet of these Chayis, is Kenege Kulam. Kasule Chayis, Kenege Kulam. As the Chayis are made up of their legs are made up of three parts. And the Gemara is saying that the distance between each one of the parts of the leg of these chayis is a distance of 500 years. Rechuvei hachayis, shokei chayis kenege kulam, rechuvei, just the thigh bone, hachayis kenege kulam, yachei chayis kenege kulam, Gufei Chayis, the body kenege kulam, Tzavrei Chayis, the neck of the Chayis kenege kulam, Roshei Chayis, their head is kenege kulam, Karnei Chayis, the horns that they have on top of the head kenege kulam, Ulamal Mehen, on the top of all of that is Kisei HaKavod, the Raglei Kisei HaKavod, the distance of the Kisei HaKavod kenege kulam, Kisei HaKavod is kenege kulam, Umelech Keil Chay V'Kayim Rom V'Nisa Shoichen Aleim. So the distance to travel between all these different places is hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands of years. Vata Amarta, and you're saying, and you think that you'll be able, Ela Bamsi Eretz, that you'll be able to go up, Edmelel, you'll be able to go up to the Shemayim, Ech El Shol Torid, where you really will end up is in the grave, Yarkas Eibar, in the deep pit. So what we see, says the Yerushalmi from this Gemara, that our Gemara just identified what it means to be able to attempt to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the distance. And yet, we come to Shul, says the Yerushalmi, and we stand up and we daven to Hashem, who's so distant from us. From here we see the power of Tefillah and the power a Jew has when he attempts to be mispalel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the opportunity to daven to him, even though he's so distant from us. The Michtav Eliyahu has a whole different approach to our Gemara. He says that our Gemara is really not to be understood in matters of years and how many years it takes to reach from one Madrega to another Madrega. Rather, what the Gemara means to say is how much there is to do to grow in Madregas and Ruchnias. And it's not something, says the Michtav Eliyahu, that our Gemara says, that comes easy. It's very difficult to be able to reach the proper Madregas to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara means to say. It's hundreds of years. And not only is it 100 a year, but what most necessary, explains the Michtav Eliyahu, is Siyata D'Shmaya. And what the Gemara means to say is that Nebuchadnezzar thought that he could go up and rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what our Gemara is telling Nebuchadnezzar, the distance, the ability to come close to Hashem is so difficult. And certainly one cannot achieve this goal without tremendous Siyata D'Shmaya. So your approach that you think you could just go whole battle with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel is not something that is even a consideration. We learned in the Mishnah of Leib and Merkava B'Yachid. We don't learn the Mais Merkava with one individual, unless that individual is chacham or mevi midata. So from our Mishnah, it seems that and if you don't have these abilities, we won't let you learn the Ma'aseh Merkava. Says the Gemara, Tana Rav Chiya, Ava Ma'aseh Loi Rosh HaPrakim. Even though we may not learn the Ma'aseh Merkava with everybody, to teach them the basic factors, the basic rule, the basic concepts, we may. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira, Ein Ma'aseh Rosh HaPrakim, even though we just learned that we could be somewhat more lenient in studying the Rosh HaPrakim, they only may be studied by an Av Beis Din, somebody who is concerned, somebody who is not a non-serious individual. Ikad Amri, this we said is that we could teach this Rosh HaPrakim, it's only to a person, Shaliba Doig Bekirbay. In other words, according to this, he has to have two conditions. One, he has to be an Abbez Din, and he also has to be Libay Doig Bekirbay. So ask the Mashah, if that's the way we're going to understand the Gemara, there's typically only one Abbez Din. So what is meant when the Gemara says that we teach it only to such individuals? There's only one individual who could fit this description. So the Mashah explains that when we're giving these conditions that you need to be an Abbez Din, you have to be an individual who's Libay Doig Bekirbay, that's only if it's an individual who's not a Chochem or Mevi Midatoy. But if the individual is somebody who's Chochem or Mevin Midatoy, then the Aloch is you could teach it to him even without the other conditions. Amar Rav Asi, Emosim Sisri Torah. We don't teach the secrets of the Torah. He has to have the following conditions. Sar Chamishim, the Gemara is going to explain each one of these conditions. The Suponim, V'yaretz, V'chachim, Charoshim, Unovin, Lochash. Amar Rav Ami, Eimos and Torah, we may not teach Torah to an Akam. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not do this with all the nations of the world. U'mishpatim, Bal Yudom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not teach them Divrei Torah. So, the Mashah and many Mefarshim point out that Agamar says, Ein Maisim Divrei Torah of the Kachavim. So the Tosfos asks that the Aloch is that Oivik Kachavim Shaisik B'Torah, if an Akum learns Torah, he's Chayiv Misa. And not only is he Chayiv Misa, but somebody who teaches him the Torah is Oivik Lefneiver. So what's shot in the Gemara? Ein Maisim Divrei Torah of the Kachavim. So Tosfos answers that this Nachri has another Nachri who's willing to teach him Torah. So in such a situation, there is no concern of Lifnei Iver. But still, the Gemara says, also, a Maisrim will not have to give over the Vitaira to a Nachri. Another pshat that I saw, that the reason the Tori Evans suggests we're not allowed to teach Torah to an Akum, because the Pasuk says, Torah Tzivul on a Moshe, my Rosha, Kielas Yaakov. It belongs to Klal Yisrael, but not to the Akum. But if you have a situation where the Yisrael on his own is willing to teach the Akum Torah, so then we don't have this issue. But still, the Gemara says, Ein Moisrim. So why does the Gemara use the word Ein Moisrim? It should have said Ein Malamdim. So Mashah says that what the Gemara is trying to teach us is that we're allowed to teach, perhaps, an Akum Torah. What we're not allowed to teach the Akum is what we're discussing in our Shir. We're not allowed to teach him Sisrei Torah. Sisrei Torah, we have to avoid teaching to an Akum. And that's why the Gemara uses the word Maisrim. But other parts of the Torah, we may actually, says the Gemara, teach, the Gemara, the Mashal suggests, we may teach to an Akum. The Inyakov explains that of course we're allowed to teach Akum Torah. The Akum certainly need to know the Torah about the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach that apply to them. And he says what the Gemara means here when it says Ein Maisrim, we could teach it to them orally. But to teach them in writing, writing down Torah for an Akum is not mutter. Another pshat that the Ben Yoyada says that we're not allowed to say drushes. You know, Shas is full of drushes are psukim in the Torah. That is not permitted to be taught to the Akum. But of course, to teach them simple Torah shebiksav, that would be mutter to teach to Akum. Says the Gemara, so, and that's what the Gemara means here when it says that ein meisrim divrei Torah la'akum. I saw a pshat that the reason Shlomo Zalman suggests this pshat in the Sefer Shalmi Simcha, in the Sefer Shalmi Moyed, is that when we write a Sefer Torah, when somebody learns Torah, his level in Ruchnius constantly grows. An Akum doesn't have that ability. And even when the Akum is learning Torah, he's never on the Madrega like a Yisrael, that from learning Torah, he grows in Ruchnius. And that's why the Gemara says, Ein Meisrim Torah L'Akum, that we have to recognize that what we accomplish in learning Torah is something that the Akum don't have any ability to accomplish when they learn Torah. From here we see, say, the Achroinim, from what we learned from Tosfos, that just like we may not cause another Jew to do an Avera, and if we cause another Jew to do an Avera, we're over the Avera of Lifnei Ivel Esita Michshol. Tosfos, by saying that if under the circumstances that we may not teach a Nachri Jew a Torah, we're over Lifnei Ivel, we see here the Lifnei Ivel is even by an Akum. However, the Magen Avraham says that even though Tosfos clearly holds that there is an Isser of Lifnei Ivel when we teach with an Akum, then that may not necessarily be an Isser Masayeya. We know if the Akum could have done this Avera without our helping him, if the person could have done the Avera without us helping him, then it's not Lifnei Ivel, it's Masayeya. And the Magen Avraham says that the Isser Masayeya doesn't apply by Akum. Amalei B'yachon Le'Belozo. Let me go teach you some of the Maisim Akava. He says, I'm not old enough. The Rebbe Chanan says that he was not 50 years old yet. Rashi explains that I'm not yet in the Madrega that we spoke about earlier in the Shir, that the only people that are allowed to learn Kabbalah are those that are Liboy Doig. I'm not yet by Liboy Doig. Kikash, when Rebbe Lazar got older, Noch Nafshid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was no longer alive. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Amalei Rabbi Asi, so Rabbi Asi said to him, Tova Agmerich, I'll teach you Kabbalah. Tova Agmerich Maisim Akava. Amalei Izakoi, if I would have been worthy, Gemirtim Rabbi Yochanan Rabbach, I would have learned it from your Rebbe. And from here we see the Mashah says how we should try to avoid learning Kabbalah. We only have a right to learn Kabbalah only in a situation where we're convinced that we are worthy and able to understand it and it won't cause any damage. Otherwise, we should avoid it. Says the Gemara of Yosef, a government Maisim Akava. He was learning the Maisim Akava. Sovim Dudisa have a ton of the Maisim Bereshis. The Sovim Dudisa learned the Maisim Bereshis. Omlei, so the Sovim Pumadisa said to Rabbi Yosef, Ligma Lon Mar Maisim Akava. Please teach us the Maisim Akava. Amalei, so he said to them, Agmarly Maaseh Bereishis, if you teach me the Maaseh Bereishis, I'll teach you the Maaseh Makava. Basa the Agmarin, after they taught him the Maaseh Bereishis, Amalei Ligmar Mar Maaseh Makava. So we have a deal. So now it's your turn to teach us the Maaseh Makava. Amalei Tanina Behu. So he said, regarding the Maaseh Makava, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Dvash V'cholav Tachas L'Sheinach, Dvarim HaMesukim V'dvash V'cholav, things that are sweeter than honey and milk, keep them under your tongue and don't teach them to other people. So Ibn Yaakov says that dvash and cholov are very delicious. However, if somebody takes too much honey, it will not be delicious to him. So that's why what he was trying to say is that as great of a limud these are, it's something that you should avoid to learn too much and certainly publicly. Rav Amar Mahacha, Kvashim L'Luvashecha, Dvarim She'Kivshonim Sh'Olam, things that represent the secrets of the world, Yitach L'Veshech, they should remain concealed. Amrlay. So Zikli Besa Zikli Pamadisa said to Rabbi Yosef, Taninabu, the Pasuk says, V'yomalei ben Adam. In Yecheskel, where we speak about the Maisa Makava, it's primarily the first parak, the first parak, describes the Maisa Makava, and then it continues into the second parak. And they said to Rabbi Yosef that we already learned the whole first parak of Yecheskel. So Rabbi Yosef responded to them, Amlu, if you already learned that much, hey, Maisa Makava, then you've really studied most of Maisa Makava. Meisvei, so they try to understand, in learning Sefer Yecheskel, what is or isn't included in the Maisa Makava? Ad Heichon Maisa Makava, how far in Sefer Yecheskel does the Maisa Makava go? Rabbi Oima ad Ve'era Basra, until the Pasuk says, Ve'era Ka'ein Chashmal, until that Pasuk is the Maisa Makava. And from there, afterwards, it's not Maisa Makava. Rabbi Yitzchak Oima ad Ve'era Ka'ein Chashmal, that those words to identify the chashmal are also part of the Ma'is Makava, says the Gemara. So we see that this is that these psukim are part of the Ma'is Makava. Answers the Gemara, ad ve'era, until the pasuk of ve'era migmarinen, we could teach it to anyone. Mikam ve'elech, after that, masrinen rashi prakim, we could only teach the rashi prakim. And ikad amri, ve'era masrinen rashi prakim, that's even up to there, we're only limited in what we say. If the individual who's studying it is in the category of a chacham mevim medatoi in, then we could teach it to him. Eloi, but if he's not in that category, loy, we can't teach it to him. Ask the Gemara, Omida Shin b'chashmal, is chashmal something that we could study at all? For who you look up, there was this young person, the Darsh b'chashmal, was trying to understand the concept of chashmal. V'nafka nur v'achlasei, and a fire appeared and consumed him. Answers the Gemara, shani yinuka. If the person who's trying to study this is very young, he shouldn't even attempt to study it. D'leimata zmani, he's too young, and if he's too young, he shouldn't attempt to study it. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, Bram Zocha Oysa Ish L'Toiv. This individual that we're going to mention now, Chananya, this individual should be always given credit. Shalmalehu, Chananya B'chizki Shemoy, Shalmalehu, if not for him, Nignas Sefer Yecheskel. The Sefer Yecheskel would have been buried. Shalidvarim Sosin Devei Torah, as we're going to mention in a moment, there are examples in Sefer Yecheskel that contradict what it says in the Chumash. Ma also, what did Chananya ben Yecheskel do? Hello, Shloshim Eis Gar B'Shemen, he brought up 300 barrels of oil, V'yoshib Aliyah, and he sat that they should give him illumination, should give light, V'yoshib Aliyah B'Darshu. And this is the place that's known as the Aliyah's Chananya ben Yecheskel. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos, the Yud Gimel Amud Beis, discusses how the Chachmei Yisrael went to visit him there as he was learning. And in fact, the Gemara says that as they were studying, as they were sitting there, the Chachmei Yisrael, they discovered that Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel, and that was the day that they instituted the Yud Ches Tavar. Just to give some of the examples that the Gemara just said, that Sefer Yecheskel contradicts what it says in the Chumash, and Yecheskel says the Kabbonis that were brought in Rosh Chodesh, they should bring Par Ben Baka Tamimim, V'sheshes kvasim ve'el tamimim yiyu. One par, six kvasim, and one aisle. And the Torah it says we should bring two parim, one aisle, and seven kvasim. The pasuk says in Yecheskel that on the first day of the month, tika par ben bakatamim v'chiteses amigdash, that the carbon of the Rosh Chodesh is the carbon chatos. In the Chumash, the pasuk identifies that carbon is actually carbon oil. And there were other such contradictions, and that's why they wanted to contradict it, because if they won't be contradicted, as Ramesh explains, people will come to believe that not everything that it says in the Torah is absolutely accurate. There was a young student who was learning in his Rebbe's yeshiva, Sef Yecheskel, and he was trying to understand the concept of chashmal. The chashmal that's in the Shemayim came, the sarfasai, and consumed him. Bikish lignoi Sef Yecheskel, and continues the Gemara, Yecheskel, they wanted to put it away. If this child is a chacham and he's going to try to understand chashmal when he ought not to, does that mean everybody else is a chacham? Of course not. And therefore, there's no reason to put it away because most people won't understand it anyway. But from here, it comes out, the Paiskim do say that whenever the chashmal, whenever this maisim akava is the haftira, we should be careful that on such a Shabbos not to give the haftira to a cotton, to, even though normally we know what halacha is, we can give the haftira to a cotton, to be careful to give on such a Shabbos the haftira only to a gadol. Says the Gemara, we've been speaking about the chashmal. Ask the Gemara, my chashmal, what is the chashmal? Amar of Yehuda, chayis esh malalois, malachim that are made out of fire that speak. In the Brisa it says that what are the chashmal? Itim chashos, sometimes they're silent, vitam emalos, and sometimes they speak. B'shoshu yoytz adibim kesh baruchu, when a kesh baruchu kav yochel is speaking chashos, they remain silent. B'shoshu en adibim yoytz mepeh kesh baruchu, when a kesh baruchu is not speaking, memalos, that's when they speak and say shvach, and they say praise to kesh baruchu. And the pasuk says in Yecheskel, in the Ma'aseh Makava, the Chayis Rotzos V'Shav, the Malachim go back and forth, Kamara Bozak, like lightning. Says the Gemara, my Rotzos V'Shav, what is meant by Rotzos V'Shav? Amar Yehuda, or Hayotzi V'Piya Kivshin. It's referring to the or that comes out from the furnace, which is a tremendous fire. And I saw that the Kavachayim says that this is the reason that when we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say Shemoneh Esrei, or when we finish saying Shemoneh Esrei, we step back 3 steps or walk 3 steps to commemorate what we just learned in the Gemara about Rots of Ashoyev, that even the Malachim, as they attempt to get close or far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they Rots of Ashoyev, they run away. My Kamara Bozak, Amar Yossi Bar Chanina, Ka'or HaYotzi Ben Acharosim. It's like the fire that goes out when they're refining gold and there's a very big fire and the flame jumps out, that's the kind of fire that's being discussed there. And the pasuk continues to say, Ve'era, Ve'hine Ruach Sar Bominat Sofen, there's a tremendous wind coming from the north side, Onan Godl, a large cloud, Ve'eshmel Chakachas, and a big flame, Ve'noigaloi, and there was light, Soviv, U'metoichoi, and in the middle of all of this was Ke'ena Chashmal Mitoicha Eish. Ask the Gemara, Lehechen Ozel, where did this Ruach Sara that was going out of Bavel go? Says the Gemara, Amrav Yehuda Amarav, Halach Lishmais is Kol Olam Tachas Nevuchadnezzar. It wanted the Russia. It wanted that the entire world should become slaves to Nevuchadnezzar. The Kolkach Lamoi, why was it so important that the whole world should become slaves to Nebuchadnezzar? That it was to lowly people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over his people. So they wanted to make that Nebuchadnezzar is so powerful. As Tosfos says, the Gemara says in Masechet Gittin, Kol HaMetzel Yisrael, whoever is the enemy of Klal Yisrael, Nasa Roish. For the same reason that that there should be Kvayt Shemayim, that Klal Yisrael should not fall in the hands of a lowly people. It should be in the hands of a great person. And the Mashal goes on to explain that we find in the Nebuchadnezzar took 3 steps in respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show how important and how valuable it is when somebody shows respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they wanted to show, they wanted to lift up Nebuchadnezzar. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, mi garmu yishiyah shamash lev dechavim, what makes that I should give Nebuchadnezzar this horrible Russia so much power? Avinaseim sheyisrael hen garmu li, because Klai saw the Averis, that's what caused that this should happen. Ve'era chayis, the pasuk continues and says, Ve'era chayis, vina oifin, echad ba'aretz etzel chayis. There was a malach amongst the chayis. Amar blaza, malach echad, shoimid ba'aretz. There's one malach that stands on the bottom. Ve'roishay magia etzel chayis, and his head reaches all the way up. His head reaches all the way up to the chayis. The name of this malach Sandalfin, Hagvay Mahaveroi, that is taller than all the other malachim, Chamesh Me Shana, 500 years, Va'im Machuria Makava, and it stands behind the Makava, the Koshik Sarm Lakonoi, and puts crowns on the head of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eini, says the Gemara Vaksiv, doesn't Pasuk say, Baruch Hashem B'Mekaymoi, Mechlal, isn't this clearly indicating that Mekayim Lekad the Yadalei, that nobody knows where Kadosh Baruch Hu appears? So how can we say that this Malach is standing there and putting crowns on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's head? Says the Gemara, Dama Shema Taga, the Malach creates a crown. He says the name of the Shema Mefayrish, and then that name goes, Ozva Yosef Bereshoi, goes by itself, Kaviyachal, to sit on the head of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why when we say Kedusha, before we first say Misharsav Shu'alim Zelazeh, the Malachim ask, Aye Mekayim Kvaydai, exactly where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear? Because as the Gemara just says, we don't really know HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears. And after we say that, then we say Baruch Hashem Mekayimai. Then afterwards, we say Baruch Hashem Mekayimai. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kol Shara Yecheskel, everything that Yecheskel saw in these incredible visions, Ra Yeshaya, Yeshaya saw as well. Lama Yecheskel Daima, however, says the Gemara, how do we look at Yecheskel? Laban Kfar Shiraz HaMelech, somebody from the village who sees the king. He's not accustomed to seeing the king, and therefore, when he saw it, he was so overtaken, and he committed to writing everything that he saw. L'man Yeshaya Doima, but Yeshaya is to be compared L'ben Krach, to somebody who lives in the city, Shiraz HaMelech. So he isn't so necessarily impressed by what he saw. Amar Shlokesh Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says in the Shira, Shira L'Hashem Ki Go. Says the Gemara, Shira, let us sing, L'mishem is Go'al HaGoyim. Somebody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is greater than anybody else who thinks he's great. Domamar, as we learned, Melech Shebechayis, the king of the animals, is Ari. Melech Shebehemis, Shor. Melech Shebeshoifis, the king of the birds, Nesher is the eagle. V'adam is Galayim, and a person is greater than all of them. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu is Gal Kulam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than all of them. V'Akol Olam Kuloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory is over everybody else. So the Shema Shmuel says, why is the Shor the king of the behemoths? So says the Shema Shmuel, because the Pasuk says, Yoda Shor Kaneh, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, that the axe has the ability to recognize who is its king, who is its owner. You know when somebody is worthy of being considered the melech of the behemoths? He's worthy to be considered the melech behemoths when he recognizes the greatness of Hashem. Kosef Acher Omer asked the Gemara. One pasuk says that when we about the Merkava, for the mus pneim pnei adam, that the chayis look like human beings. Pnei arye v'shni, one side is a image of a person. Pnei arye yamin, a lion on the right. Labasa pnei shmom smala, on the left is a axe. Labasan ksiv. There's another pasuk that says v'abar panim lechad pnei echad pnei kruv. It looks like a young child. Pnei sheni pnei adam, shlishi pnei aryeh, revi pnei nesher. V'ilu shor, in that pasuk, an axe is not mentioned as one of the animals. Amar Reish Lakish, Yecheskel boikish lav rachvim, Yecheskel davent HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hafcha, and it was changed from an axe to a kruv. Amar fun of Ribbono Shel Olam, Kategi Yasanega, Yecheskel was concerned that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at the face of the shor, he'll remember the chait of the eagle, and therefore he wanted that face to be removed, and he wanted it to look of the face of a child. So I saw two pshatim why the face of a child. One is because children certainly did not participate in the chet egel. So since they didn't participate in the chet ha'egel, that's why it makes sense that they should, the Kadosh Baruch Hu should look at their innocent face. Another pshat is the pasuk says, Kinar Yisrael v'aveyu, that Klal Yisrael is compared to a young child, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu loves them. And that's why Yecheskel asked that that image should be on the Kisei HaKavod. Mikrov, Amaravu Kravya, the face of a young child, she came above a currently nuka ravya. Amalei HaPapala Bayi Elamato, the pasuk that says that the shore turned into a kruv. The pasuk says, Pnei Eich Pnei Kruv, Pnei Sheni Pnei Adam, Shlishi Pnei Aryeh, V'riyeh Pnei Nesher, isn't Hanin Pnei Kruv, Hanin Pnei Adam, but isn't a child and an adult the same? So why do we have to have two images of a person? Answers the Gemara, Api Ravavi, there's the image of an adult, and Api Zutri, an image of a child. Continues the Gemara in discussing the Maisa Makova. Kasav Echad Omer, Sheish Knafayim Lechad. That each one of the Chayas has six wings. On the other hand, Kasav Echad Omer, Vabapanim Lachas, Vabapanim Lachas Lehem, they have four. So is it four or is it six? Answers the Gemara like Kasha. Kan Bizman Shabes Amidush Kayim. When the Beis Hamikdash is standing, they have six. Kan Bizman She'esh Beis Hamikdash Kayim, when the Beis Hamikdash is no longer standing, Kaviyachol Nesmatu Kanfei Chayis. They lose two of their wings. Ask the Gemara, Haimenai Imet. So which are the wings that were lost? Says the Gemara, Amar Chananel Amar Rav, Oysen She'ayim Rashir Behem. The wings that they say shear with them. Siv Hocho, it says here, B'shtayim Yo'ifiv, and the pasuk says, V'kar Zel Zev Omar, V'ksiv Hesof Ba'necha Bo'v'enenu. They lost two of the wing. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we don't have the ability to say the Shira and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the way we had when the Beis HaMikdash stand. But the Zoya brings, what are the names of the two wings that are no longer there? So he says, the pasuk says, Baruch Shem Kvoid Machusa Loy Lavoid. It's a pasuk with six words, and the two middle words, Kvoid Machusoy, the Kvoid Machusoy is missing. And that's why the Noam HaLimelech explains that on Musaf, on the Sholosh Regalim, we say, Kalei Kvoid Machusoy. Where we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Malkeinu, Galei Kvoid Machuscha. That those two words, Kvoid Machusoy, Galei, reveal them. We should be Zoicha Beheira to Mashiach, and those two words, Kvoid Machusoy, should return. Rabban Amri, Oysen Shemchasa Ben Regleim, the wings that are used to cover their legs. Shenemav Regleim Regle Yishara, their legs are straight. Vilav Demat Menav Yoda. How would they know? It must be that originally they were there and then they got covered up. Astamar Dima Eglai V'chazilei, but maybe for one moment Yecheskel was able to say it. Diloi Teima Hecha, Ubenais Pnei Pnei Odom. How did they know like that? Hachinami De Imit? Ella the Gloy Vachazile. He saw it for a moment. Hachanami, the Gloy Vachazile. But what makes us say that they're permanently gone? It says the Mar Hachi Hashta. It's not comparable. Bishlama, the Ape, Oruch Aril Gule Kame Rabbi. A person reveals his face, and that's when Yecheskel saw it. Ella Kare, Lav Oruch Aril Gule Kame Rabbi. It must be that these two wings are the wings that are used to cover their legs. Kosvech Reimer. There's a pasuk that says, Elef Alfam Yishim Shuni, V'Rembe Rebunvan Kadmum Yekomi, that there's thousands, tens of thousands of Malachim serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, but there has a number. On the other hand, the pasuk says, Hayesh Mispal Gdudov, there are no number. And it says, Marlo Kasha, Kam Zmei Semenish Kayim, then the number is infinite. Kan bezman she'ein beis minish kaim, when the beis minish is unfortunately not standing, kaviyochol nusmatu v'amal yishamala, the number of malachim serving Hashem diminish. Tanya Rabbi Yom Hashem Rabbi Yosef B'hai, elef alfin yishimshuni. When it says thousand serve me, begdur echad. But that's in one unit. Well, a gdudav, but how many units are there that serve Hashem? That's amos, but that's infinite. Rav Yemi ba'abama, elef alfin yishimuni, thousands, those are the ones that are nahar dinar, that are by the nahar dinar. Shinama nahar dinar nofek v'nofek mekadmui, elef alfin yishimuni, v'river v'mekadmui kamun. In that one spot, there's a number. But when we look at the totality of chayis that serve Hashem, it's infinite. Ask the Gemara, meheichan nofek, where does the nahar dinar emanate from? Says the Gemara, mizei osin shal chayis, from the perspiration of the chayis. Says the Gemara, lahechen shofich, and where does that river empty into? Amar Zutra Batuvia, Amarav al Roisha Rishoim Begehenim. It lands on the heads of the Rishoim Begehenim. Shinama Hine Sars Hashem Chema Yotza, Vesar Mescholim, al Rishoim Yochel. Vachva Yaakov Amar, al Ashakamtu. The Nahad dinner goes to the place where a Malachim that was supposed to be created, but ended up not getting created. Shinema Ashakamtu Vloy Ace, Nahor Yotza Gisadim. Tanya Amar Shimon Achosid. Elu, these malachim that were supposed to be created but were not created, Teishimeis v'shim v'abadoyus, they were in the 974 generations, Shekomtu lebrorus, that were supposed to be created, Kodim shenivra olam, before the world was even created, they were supposed to be existing here first, v'loy nivru. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, and what did Kodesh Baruch Hu do with them? Shastu b'chal dar v'dar, he puts them in every generation, v'hein, as a ponim shabador, and those are the people that act improperly. The pasuk is referring to talmid chachamim shemekamtem atzmam al divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. They exert themselves in this world to learn Torah, even though it takes a lot of energy and they don't have olam hazeh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu megalim lam soid. These are the people that Lo'olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal all the Sodos HaTorah to. Shnema Nar Yotzek Yesodom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal to them all of the secrets like a flowing river.